Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Ahalt moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ahalt moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gaston. Stone moves to third. Travis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. Travis scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Ahalt picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Ahalt. Cronin goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain misplays the ball. That's an error on Chamberlain. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Senators. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Schultz moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Senators. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards first. Bonura juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Schultz scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Russell moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Travis scores. Cronin moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 7-0, Senators. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boken. Cronin scores. QL scores. Harris moves to third. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-0, Senators. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Harris scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, Senators. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 10-1, Senators. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 10-2, Senators. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Boken moves to second. It's 10-3, Senators. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boken scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 10-4, Senators. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Majeski for a passed ball. Meyer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Travis bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Stone moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhalt moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Alex McCall now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhalt moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bokan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frenchy Uholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uholt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Uholt strikes out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Haas reaches second base with a double. Heving moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochan takes first base on ball 4. Heving scores. Haas moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 10-5, Senators. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bochan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. QL moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski fires to third and they've got QL trapped. The throw back to Majeski, who tags QL for the out. Harris moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0-for-1 in the game. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bochan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Buchholz hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Senators. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bochan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chamberlain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. General Crowder now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 8. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stone bunts towards the mound. Heving juggles the ball. That's an error on Heving. Meyer moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Stone moves to second. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Cronin rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 13-8, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bochan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Bochan, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. QL moves to third. 2 outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Joe Heving. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haas strikes out. There goes Uhalt. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Bonura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-10, Senators. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 13-11, Senators. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.